Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
I get this newsletter kind of thing from... It's like an industry newsletter. It's like things happening in radio, things happening in broadcast. And this guy that I know, his name is Bert Weiss. He does a show in Atlanta. And he is going, and I guess they're doing this on their show, I don't know. But he's going and leaving tomorrow for Poland, Ukraine, the border there. And he's staying in a farmhouse with strangers. That's crazy. But he might die.
What?
Well, what's he going to do?
I don't know. Help out. But I mean, a heck of a bit. But I don't know if... Like, he's doing it as a media journal. I wonder if I still have his number. I've met, and I know him fairly well, but it's crazy. He's just going to go down to fly to Poland. I don't know if he's doing the show there. Let me see if this is still his number. Hey, man, still your number? Well, the worst is if he doesn't have mine, he's like, who's this? Hey, man, still your number? Okay, boom. He's radio guy in Atlanta. That's some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
The Bert Show to broadcast from Poland as host works to help refugees. That's really cool. If so, good for him. And I hope he stays safe.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because wow. that is a lot. But, I mean, Mike and I went to Costa Rica. Not the same.
Very different.
But we had to set up our internet, and it's tough. And it's, again, not the same. We had to work. We had to do the show for a month down there. How's he doing that from a farmhouse? They can't. What, they got dial up?
What kind of internet they got over there?
Crazy. Big hello and kudos to the guy, Bert Weiss from the Bert Show on Q99.7, who is headed to Poland. Whew, now that's a bit.
Mm-hmm. Why don't Lunchbox do that?
That's what I'm saying.
So why don't we send Eddie? Why has it got
to
be me?
Well, you're the street guy. You got
to
do stuff.
No, Eddie went and walked. Same thing.
But I'm saying, like...
Not walking to Poland,
In, like, the news world or the sports world, people have beats. You know, like, Sal Palantonio, that's Eagles. Right. You know, he's there...
Political beat.
You know, he's there for the Eagles. You know, these people are covering this campaign. Your beat is out with the people, bringing in audio, doing crazy stuff. So here's what
would Eddie's beat be?
He has video. He can't leave. He runs the whole video thing.
I have to look. Right there.
But that's literally his job, is that.
Okay, I'm just checking. I ain't going to Poland.
Why not?
No, I'm not saying go to Poland, but I'm saying, sure, it'd be cool if you did. Not that now, but maybe like Afghanistan.
No, probably not. No.
Afghanistan. You can probably wear.
Oh, if I could pick anywhere.
Come on.
Say it with me. North Korea.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you did great there.
I think I'll pass.
Report back, buddy. No, we're going to send you in with some Squid Game. Watch it. Show it to people. Remember those people that got, like, they got put in like permanent
jail? Oh, I thought they got.
Jail?
I think they got.
Did they get killed? I thought they got sent to like permanent prison.
I think they got permanent.
Hard labor.
I mean.
All because they showed people that
Oh, no show. Western entertainment.
Dang. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's tough. Let's see. A monkey escapes from their owner at the Dollar General in Texas. So we'll talk about that in a second. And then also, The Rock, not the wrestler, not the actor, but the largest white diamond ever, is auctioned and sells for $21.9
million. Wow.
I mean, to go into that auction, because you got to have a limit, like a, okay, I'm only going to spend up to $100. Oh, is it $21.9
million? Yeah, okay. You know how much you're going to spend.
And if you buy that, I guess you don't break it up and sell little pieces of the diamond as little diamonds.
Yeah. You might.
Because, you know, some people buy a big old block of cheese.
Sure.
Or a tuna. Like, sometimes those people buy tuna for $1 million.
Yes, and they sell it. Cut it up and sell it.
Police in Texas are asking the public to be on the lookout for a seven-month-old capuchin monkey that escaped from its owner at Dollar General. Lawrence Jolly, the store manager, said the monkey's owner came to the store to buy a bottle of water. She came, she bought a bottle, said, "This is from a pet monkey." Then the diaper-wearing monkey went into the wooded area behind the store, just took off. Can't find it. Oh, the monkey is okay. That's my concern. Monkeys are legal to own as pets in Texas.
Legal?
Mm-hmm. Legal. It's a capuchin monkey. They live 15 to 25 years. I just hope that the monkey is okay. Mm. And that it doesn't dehydrate, die of thirst, die of hunger, that kind of thing. And then, this diamond. It's a 228.31 carat masterpiece. Was sold to a person whom Christie's refused to name or even cite where they live. They said male, early 40s, odd haircut, kind of look like Doug Funny.
Lunchbox?
The camera.
I'm like.
You with the camera on him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if I could afford that, I wouldn't be here.
But if you could afford that, what would you have?
I'd have a lot more. I'd have an island. I'd be so rich, I wouldn't need
to
work.
But I don't think you understand what. You can buy maybe a little island on the lake.
Island.
But you can't buy like a whole ocean island and also have a big house there with boats and stuff.
You don't think so?
Plumbing, electricity. Yep.
I think you could, but I'm saying for what you want, it's like getting a really expensive car but putting bad tires and not being able to afford
to
put a radio in it, you know? Or having a big house and you can't pay the electric bill.
But that's what I'm saying. If I'm able to afford that diamond, then I would be able to afford $20 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can buy Cave K in the Bahamas.
There you go.
For $60 million.
Okay.
60. The island.
What does that come with?
60. No, it's just the island.
It's just the property.
Cool. There's a couple of houses in a boat dock.
Boom.
But I'm saying you can't afford that. It's only one third of what you have.
It ain't going to be all my. If I'm spending all my money on one diamond, then I'm an idiot.
Yeah, he has way more than that.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
like,
no,
if
but
I
our
bought,
limit was 20 because that's what it was. It's like, if you can afford that, you have $21 million. What do you do? And you say you buy an island.
Yeah.
The cheapest one I can find here, Frozen K and Alder K in the Bahamas, is $29
million. Boom.
That's not. You're still can't afford it.
No, you can still take a loan. Guys, interest rates are great
but
right now.
But all you have is $21 million, so what are you going to put 10 on it and then take a loan out against the other 10?
No, I'll just take a loan on the other 8. Yeah.
What's going on over there?
Oh, I got she's 21. Asking me about something else.
Oh, okay.
I got $21 million. I'll pay that and then have an $8 million loan.
The disgraced jail boss, Vicky White, who was out running with the Alabama guy, she ended up dying, was voted Employee of the Year 5 times, was set to receive the award again.
This week, yep.
Wow.
So now they think that maybe he shot her?
Well, that was the original report. They're going to look at the autopsy. The coroner will have to confirm, but that's what one of the police chief's theory was. But I guess in some of the 911 audio, she can hear him saying, "See, and you had to stay in a blanking motel." Like, she was mad at him because she probably wanted to stay out in the woods somewhere, and he wanted to stay in a motel.
I see they are maybe investigating is not the word. They're looking back into the case of the suicide of his past girlfriend.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I believe that's what I read. I do finger quotes because they said it was she killed herself.
Oh.
But now they're like, did she? Because of what had happened.
Yeah, and they said that it looks like they had a trial run 3 days before this happened. Like, she got him and took him to court or something.
Oh, not on the whole escape. I was like, damn, right. Indiana?
But just seeing if they could get...
And then they went back.
you know. Suicide death in 2008 of Casey White's girlfriend to be reopened by police.
Wow.
Man.
Tinder app banned a woman in Rhode Island for life because she was using the platform to recruit people to join her kickball team.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, what does kickball stand for?
I don't think kickball is like...
No, kickball is like where you roll the ball and you kick it, Amy.
Wow. It's all
you're just not using it for love? Is that what they're saying?
Rhode Island kickball player Gianna Pecchia was banned for life from Tinder when she was using the app to recruit teammates. She said, one day I went to log in and it said banned for life. For life! A Tinder spokesperson at the company reviewed its decision and found that she was banned inappropriately, but she would host dinner meetups, people who are interested, and they could meet up, and she'd be like, hey, would you like to play kickball?
That's hilarious.
I mean.
That's pretty funny. Here's Bert Weiss. Hey, Bobby, sure is. Can you talk for a second? We are on air about Poland, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Free. Okay, we'll see if he will talk. I haven't talked to him in years and years, but I think that's such a crazy thing. That's quite the sacrifice. It's quite dangerous.
It's really cool.
Yeah, I was reading through his Twitter, and he said that he just is this like he's following his calling, and he feels like he had a meeting about it. Any small anxiety he had is completely went away with the because of the group he's going with. He feels super
unless
safe.
The group is a bunch of Navy SEALs.
Yeah.
I probably still got that anxiety. Ray, I'm going to send you his number in case he says he can talk. He hasn't said he can talk yet.
All right.
But just so you can call him if he hits me. I think it'd be interesting to talk to him. Let's see.
How old is he?
I don't know, probably 50. Yeah, he can talk. So if you get him on, that would be awesome. What did I say? Calling from a Nashville number? Or does it say no number?
It's blocked or private.
Nashville or private number. All right, thank you. A couple had a gender reveal party, and, you know, this is going. They set off pink smoke bombs, but there was a lot more smoke than they expected. People were struggling to breathe. Kids, everyone is okay, but it got real hairy. Mm-hmm. It's just if there's fire in a gender reveal,
never
I'd stay away from it. Mm-hmm. Ray, do you have a clip of everybody coughing?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yay! Yay! Take her in. Run!
They're like, get out of here.
Oh, my gosh.
An Arizona teen can't cry because she's so allergic to water. How about that?
Really?
Aww. Oh, no.
That's terrible. How does she bathe?
She doesn't.
No.
That's terrible.
That is bad. He's on, Ray?
Yep.
All right. Yeah, put him on, please.
Grabbing him.
Hey, Bert, how's it going?
Hey, my dude. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. We were just talking about your story. I'd seen it pop up in, like, an industry newsletter, and I kind of been following it a little bit, and so I was telling my show about it. We're on, by the way, so anything you say will be held against
okay.
you. And all so right. I kind of just wanted to talk to you about it. So you're leaving tomorrow to go to Poland?
Yeah, so I fly into Warsaw, and then the organization that I'm meeting with will pick me up at the airport, and then we drive another 4 hours to the border.
That's crazy. So what made you want to do this initially? Not want to, because I think we all have I would really like to help. But for you to go, not only do I really want to do it, but I think I want to figure out how to do it.
Yeah, so it's a really great question. And I can't really tell you why I'm so connected to it, except to tell you that, you know, I'm no different than you. But I'm watching the news, and I just see these families, thousands and thousands of families. I think we're talking to the millions now of refugees that are now filing out of Ukraine. And I'm watching these mothers and grandmothers with their daughters and sons. And I was just so touched by it because I have two sons and I have a stepdaughter now also who's about 7 years old, and was just so touched by it that I'm like, I want to take action. I just don't want to give money. That's an easy way out. And I really wanted to get my hands dirty and really wanted to have a connection and really feel like I was helping. And I've got this sliver of an opportunity for a week. And luckily with what we do for a living, we can pretty much do it anywhere. So the company's like, yeah, go and do your thing if that's what you want to do. So that's what I'm going to do.
So you have a new wife, or it sounds like you have a new stepchild. So I would assume stepdaughter. I assume you have a wife now that's pretty new. What does she think, or is she going with you?
She's not going. She wanted to, and I kind of talked her out of it, to be honest with you. I don't know if it's like toxic masculinity or whatever, but I really wanted to be focused on what was going on in front of me. And to have her there, I think I probably would have been more fearful of her safety or distracted. And I just asked her if I could do this one alone, and she gave me her blessing and totally understood.
You're going to stay at a farmhouse? Or it's not like the Ritz-Carlton, right?
No, hell no. So this is like in the middle of nowhere. This is like a really rural area. This is really pretty funny. That when I was talking to the contacts in Poland yesterday, I was asking them about the area that I was staying in. And they said, it's super, super rural. Think it's not a really pretty place. Think Alabama. And I'm like, well, you're not in Alabama, but it's a really rural place, and we're not doing anything soft. It's I'm staying in an Airbnb with 8 to 10 other volunteers that specifically is renting out the Airbnb to people that are volunteering on the border.
Now, I've stayed a lot of nights in Alabama, and the internet's usually good. And so how are you going to do a show if it's so – like, I don't know what Poland rural is, but are you good to do a show? Are you going to be able to connect?
So they've assured me that the shelter that I'm going to does have Wi-Fi, and the Airbnb says I have Wi-Fi also. But as I've told my team, man, it's a real fluid situation. My goal is to be on the air every day in some kind of capacity, depending on what's going on. They've told me that it's really kind of a hurry up and wait kind of thing when you're at the border. You'll go hours with nothing to do, but then pallets of water come in and you're supposed to distribute those, food, SIM cards. But there's a lot of downtime, and I'm hoping that in that downtime I can call into the Burt Show or Wi-Fi to the Burt Show and tell them what's going on.
Any chance that you end up taking up arms and hopping into Ukraine and doing some fighting?
I'm 5'4" and 140 pounds. They don't even want me.
Well, listen, man, I think it's really cool what you're doing, and – I mean, one, it's a heck of a bit, but it's more than a bit because you're actually putting yourself at risk. I mean, it's good for you, and you're actually going to make a difference, and, man, that's so commendable. So literally I was reading this to my crew on the air, and I was like, yeah, I know Bert, so I'm glad you came on with this, and good luck, man. I hope you get out of there safe. I hope you get there safe, get out of there safe, and come back with stories that will encourage other people to help out as well.
I'm sure I will, man. When I come back, I'd love to talk to you about it.
All right, there he is, Bert Weiss on Amazing. The Bert Show in Atlanta. Just a great radio show. And, you know, I always thought he was a fine guy, but now I feel like he's a good guy.
Oh, yeah.
After this segment. Yeah,
this
yeah.
This elevated him for sure.
Hey, Bert, thanks, man. I'll talk to you soon.
See you guys. Have a great day.
See you later. I don't think this is a Southwest flight. I just looked. There is no want to get away fare to Poland.
No one way?
Mm-mm. Well, there's no probably. One way. Probably multi-connection.
Yeah, for sure.
So the Arizona teen story that's allergic to water, Mike, can you give me that? Because I thought that was not funny. I thought it was weird to and sad to be allergic to something you have to have all the time. Here we go. An Arizona teen can't cry because she's so allergic to water. Imagine having to avoid water at all times, for the New York Post. That's the life of 15-year-old Abigail Beck. She's been diagnosed with a rare condition that makes her allergic to water. She can't shower, drink water, walk in the rain, or even cry.
What?
Only about 100 cases on record. She can't shower without erupting into hives. A drink of water causes her to vomit. So what do you think they do? I had to think about this.
IV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Dang. Oh. Took me longer than 1 second to figure that. I was like, Coke? Like, I guess that's all Mountain Dew all the time. No, but it's doctors are going to IVs to get more fluids as a permanent treatment. That sucks.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That sucks. South, right, you have the ironic clip from yesterday?
Yep.
This is built for that. All right. A South Carolina man dies of a heart attack while burying the body of a woman he killed.
Very ironic.
That's right.
Don't you think?
Wow.
Police say 60-year-old Joseph Anthony McKinnon got some instant karma after allegedly strangling Patricia Ruth Dent to death in his home. After autopsies were performed, witnesses talked to police. They believe he strangled Dent inside the house and then drug her to a hole and then suffered a heart attack while filling the hole with dirt. What sucks is she had to go through this. She had to die.
Correct.
Too bad he couldn't have a heart attack before.
Yeah, I know. And finally, on this part of it, Lunchbox said he still had his old iPod.
Yeah.
Because they're not making them anymore. But the retro iPods right now are selling for thousands on eBay.
Oh, my goodness. I got to go home and put it up.
And yours is still wrapped.
Wrapped. Still in the box. Mm-hmm. Never been opened.
This week, Apple announced that it's discontinuing the iPod. Apple launched it back in 2001 with a $399 price tag.
Dang, you spent that much on those for us? Thank you, dude. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, buddy. I bought you 2 in 2 years, different ones.
2 years, you're right.
I'm trying to see. Yesterday, an iPod Classic 5 gig first generation sold for almost $2,000.
Now, those are the big ones.
So what do you have?
I have a big one that still works that I still use.
But it'll probably need to be wrapped. Mike, mostly wrapped, or do they sell them unwrapped?
Okay, well, I have a wrapped one that's like a one that I think
a shuffle.
No, it has like a video screen, I think.
They have an iPod mini with a video screen.
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got that one and it's still in the plastic container. Hard container. Boom.
Speaking
boom.
Of selling stuff, what's up with our storage unit?
Good question. We're working on that.
We aren't, cuz I don't know anything about it. That was your job.
I know. I had to let it die down. I was too scared to put it
okay,
up.
Okay, that's a good answer.
Like I was like, you know
and
what?
That's a legitimate nervous laugh that you heard.
Yeah, I was like,
not the fake one. That's the nervous one.
Let's just say.
I wanted to wait a couple weeks because I was like, man, that just, I don't know. It was a little weird feeling.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, you have a family.
So I'm thinking next week is when I'm going to put it up.
Next week you're going to put up the things individually?
Yes, individually.
Don't put them together.
We spent
$212, $220, something like that.
On a storage unit, and we have all this stuff, and we're going to try to make some money.
Yes.
And with the money we make, if we can profit enough, what the goal would be is...
Reinvest?
Yes, reinvest.
Go back into it. Yeah. Like, we split the money. Like, we get the money that we split it back.
Yes, 50-50.
And then we take the rest.
Man, that's crazy.
And go to it, yeah.
So awesome. And I've had people reach out just like straight on Instagram saying, hey, I know you got shoes. I want to buy them.
You deal with that however you see
and
fit.
And I'm like, are these like
people? Is it him?
Yeah, I'm
the guy that left it?
Yeah, like are these his friends? Like I'm a huge listener. I'm a big shoe guy. And I'm like, so maybe I'll just put it on eBay. And if you track down the auction, and you bid on it.
But I thought you were Mr. Let's Do It On The Air. Let's do it.
I will. I mean, I'll say it on the air. But I'm going to
wait. Why does it sound like you're smoking and holding in something?
Yeah.
I mean, guys, that was...
You're partying right now.
When I found those certain things, I was like, oh, boy.
Certain things that aren't the shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the human head. No. So,
what's in the box?
Eddie, yesterday, your boys represented Mexico at school.
Yeah, it was like International Flag Cultural Day or something. And this is kind of where every kid in the school took whatever, you know, culture that their family's from. And they held up that flag, whatever country that they kind of belong to. And so all my kids, even my adoptive kids, carried the Mexican flag. It's kind of cool. And then I had my wife send my parents the video, and they were like, this is very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So your adopted kids that aren't...
They're not Mexican.
Right.
Mm-mm. But they're a Garcia now.
What's funny is that they're not Mexican, but your kids, your actual biological children who are Mexican, were just... told, or they just learned they were Mexican.
By this event, like 4 years ago.
And they were like, what?
Yeah, because my wife and I were like, hey, you need to carry the Mexican flag. And they're like, why? We're not Mexican. Like, yes, you are. You're half Mexican. They're like, what? We are? And that's how they found out.
Make you proud?
Oh, absolutely.
You don't represent Mexico.
I don't, but my grandmother was a very proud Mexican. Because I was born in the United States. And so were my parents. But my parents' parents, they were all born in Mexico. And so they are very proud of their Mexican culture. I was Texan. I mean, I've known Texan my whole life. Like, I was American. I'm born in America. And so I don't have that connection like the way they did.
Mike, you're more Mexican than Eddie, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure.
But what does that mean?
Because his parents were born in Mexico.
It's closer to him.
Parents are
generation.
Born there.
Yeah,
I was first generation.
Are you Mexican, Mike?
Yeah.
Like, you were born in Mexico?
No.
No,
he's
but
first
his parents
generation
were.
American.
Are you were you
You're
born
second.
In Mexico?
No, I was born in Texas.
That's right. So was I. So we're the same. There's no difference.
Except for his parents were born
and
in Mexico.
And he speaks so much more Spanish than you has to help you with your Spanish.
See? A ver.
Si or si.
Si.
Which
dame,
one?
Dámela. Yeah, he does know more Spanish than I do.
Jessica Biel has put out a show on Hulu. Ray, do they put an episode of this out every day for a week or every week?
Yeah, I believe it's just for this week.
So there's a new episode every day?
Yep.
What's the show?
It's based on a true story. It is a crime.
Yes.
I will tell you that. But yeah, she's a great actor. It's based in Texas, and it's just small town country church folk, and then a crime happens, and then there you go.
So why are they doing one a day, though?
I don't know. It's a new way they release stuff,
well,
I guess.
Well, I hate they doing once a week now. It sucks. You watch it, and you're like, wow. Because we started watching The Flight Attendant Season 2 on HBO Max, and we're like, let's just go. Let's go, we're pumped. We'll watch the first episode. Let's go. We'll go to the second one. Watch the second one. Let's go third. There was no third one up. We're like, what world
you
are we in?
You have to wait.
How is there a second season to that? That is so weird to me. Like,
I liked it.
I loved the...
You're saying because... let's not say too much.
Uh-oh.
Right.
But you're saying it would have been hard to make a second season.
Yes. That's what I didn't realize they were making a second season.
They were. And you know what? Did you watch it, Mike? You watching it? That question is a valid question.
Okay.
Even after the show goes, right?
Yeah. I mean, even watching the trailer for it, you're kind of like, oh, I guess they're going. You're going to kind of spoil it themselves.
Yeah, it's still pretty good.
Now, I don't know what you guys are talking about because I haven't watched it, but doesn't life go on? Can't you just kind of write something?
But we don't want to say I don't even want to say too much about it, but yes, life always goes on, Eddie.
Right. So what I'm saying is you can write anything. It can have another season to anything.
Sure. Yes. That's our point. It's a weird – felt difficult. Like the show was a success. Maybe they didn't expect it to be, and they're like, well, crap.
Yeah, I feel like
a
lot of shows
figure
are like
out
that.
A way to do another season. But yeah, Mike, go ahead.
I was saying, it almost felt more like a mini series when it started, and they were like, oh, well, we should probably make another season of this because it was so successful.
Yeah, and now that show, the first season's on TBS. It's now gone like the opposite direction, where shows would be so big somewhere, they would sell them in syndication. Now it's so big on a streaming service, they go back to television.
Yeah. Oh, man, how much they got to edit out of that on TBS?
I don't know, but I imagine they're...
Right, a lot?
Yeah. Hayley Cuoco?
Yeah, she's hot.
You like her?
Oh, yeah.
Is she so hot to you that you're like, dang, she's hot?
Yeah, Kelly Cuoco?
I feel like she's...
Like, if she walked by me, my head would snap.
Because you're looking at her?
Yeah, I'd follow that. Whoa, hey, girl.
That's interesting.
Yeah, hey, you don't think so?
I feel like she's like an every girl. Is she not?
No, I don't think so. Like her, I think another one is Jessica Biel. You guys were just talking about her. I think she's a good looking.
I think Jessica Biel's really pretty, yeah.
Yeah. But I see Kelly Cuoco, and I'm like, all right.
Is that how you say her name? Cuoco?
Cuoco.
I don't know how you say it.
He's saying Cuoco.
But she is. You don't think she's hot?
Nah, I mean, she's fine.
I saw that guy. I'm sure in real life. We're doing movie, TV star versus real life. I'm sure in real life we'd be like, that person is very beautiful. But on a TV show when everybody is like, it's like seeing professional athletes. And you're like, Eli Manning, I mean, come on. He's just a pretty good quarterback. But if you saw him in real life, you'd be like, holy crap, that's an athletic guy like I've never seen before.
Yeah. But I think maybe the reason you think that is because she was on that Big Bang Theory, so they didn't try to dress her up. They tried to
but
make
they
her.
They did. They tried to make her hot. I never, she was the hot neighbor.
Well.
That was the whole point. Was she was the hot neighbor. The opposite of what you're saying.
Well, there
actually.
Goes your whole theory.
Okay, so there's that. Let's see if there's anything else.
I'm glad Ray told us about this candy show.
What's it called?
Candy?
It's just called Candy?
Yeah, it's just called Candy, and Justin Timberlake has a small cameo. And they said they did 5 episodes because there's 5 days in a week, and they were just trying something different.
They just did 5 episodes for the whole series?
5 work days in a week, excuse me. Yeah.
Stevenson, your son's 11?
Yeah.
11? And so he's now starting to experiment with deodorant and sweating and... It's that age?
Yes.
Okay.
And so we're trying to be, you know, just get him in the habit of basic hygiene is very important, like teeth brushing, showers, blah, blah, blah. And then he's got his own deodorant now. And I walked in the other day and he was getting ready for jiu-jitsu and he was applying the deodorant to the outside of his clothes. He's like, this smells so good.
Did he not know or would he prefer it be on the...
I think he just thought, I mean, of course we've showed him you put it under your arms, but I didn't realize... that he was applying it to his clothes and thinking, he's like, oh, people are going to love this. It smells so good.
They probably do, though.
And luckily his jiu-jitsu gi, his uniform is white because his deodorant's white. But, like, the minute he's wearing a navy pullover to school and he's applying the white deodorant
to it. Navy color.
Or you got to get him that gel.
Yeah, we need to get him clear because he's just rolling it all over his clothes.
What's up with him and girls?
He's always, you know, had a thing with girls. Like, it's you know, I think back to his first year in America when he had Gladys.
The fake girlfriend that we thought was fake.
Well, right. He still swears.
I thought you found out she was real.
She's real. Yeah. But, I mean, Stashira still likes to pretend she's fake. So we talk about different girls, various things at the house. And, like, now, the other day, he's talking about how, you know, there's this one girl who's, like, kind of mean to him at school. So he has this master plan to... be really nice to her, get her to like him, and the minute she says yes and they're like going out, he's gonna dump her. I'm like,
that's not nice.
Where did you get this? And this is not how we do things. No.
And here's what'll really happen. If he gets her to like him, and then she likes him, and they go out or go whatever the term is.
Go steady.
Go, sure. 1950s.
Court.
Steady.
Of course. He'll then like her too.
Right. Yeah. All of this is just insecurity. Like he's upset because she's being rude to him, and this is his master plan to get her back. So,
but he told you his plan.
Yeah. Luckily.
Did you give him any tips?
I could squash that. Yeah, I said, no, that's not how we treat people. If you're hurt right now, like, imagine how she's going to feel if that's what you do to her, and we don't want to hurt people like that.
That's good.
So anyway.
Well, I think, let me take this call from Anne-Marie Ray. She's still holding from California. Is she still on the phone? Hey, Anne-Marie, are you there?
I am.
Hey, thank you for holding.
Let me take you off my AirPods.
All right.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. What's happening? What can I do for you?
So I know you're doing your commencement speech on Saturday.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Hang on. Morning, studio.
Morning. That's a little later now for us. Yeah.
Oh, it is later. I'm sorry. I'm so nervous. Okay, so you're doing your commencement speech on Saturday. Well, the 1st of June, I graduate, and I just wanted to know if you had any tips for, like, speech writing, because I have to give a speech at graduation.
Oh, why are you giving a speech?
I'm the class president.
Oh, good for you. That's awesome. So how long is your speech?
I'm not sure. I think it's, like, under 2 minutes.
Oh, under two?
Or 2 minutes.
Under 2 minutes. You say two?
Yes.
Oh, that's easy. We can write that right now.
It's really short. All you got to do is say it's hi and bye. I mean, you don't have time to say anything in 2 minutes.
No, that's a lot. Not true.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Oh, my gosh.
Anne-Marie, what is your biggest takeaway from being student body president? Well, like, what do you remember best about being student body president?
I can't make everyone happy. Like, okay. I kind of just have to go with what makes the majority happy.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay. Can't make everyone happy. Now, what are you doing next year?
Next year, I'm going to college and doing, like, GE and prereqs for veterinary technology.
Wow.
That's awesome.
All right.
Where are you going?
I'm just
going
to say vet technology. Okay.
I'm going to a local Yuba college.
Okay. So you have what you want to, what you should talk about. Now, what is your goal in life? Meaning you want to be a vet tech, right? I mean, is that what it is?
Well, I want to be a veterinarian, but starting off with the vet tech.
What's the difference?
So the vet tech is like a nurse, basically.
Got it. I probably deal with the nurse more than, huh? When I take Stanley in, and the person in the room is probably the vet tech. That's probably their name, not the dog nurse, because I think it's a dog nurse.
I think eventually the vet shows up.
Yeah, the vet comes in.
Sometimes later, sometimes he doesn't.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes he doesn't come in.
Yeah, the vet tech does the original scan and check over and then goes and reports to the vet, and the vet comes in if it's needed.
Yeah, I like dog nurse. But vet tech, the real name, we should start to call you guys that. Okay, so what do you want to – I'm just trying to feel out what you're all about as far as, like, school. I do think Can't Make Everybody Happy is awesome because you say, hey, there she is, Anne-Marie. You walk up to the podium. Hi, everybody. It's been a great 4 years here at the University of High School and whatever the school's name is. And say, I have so many great memories and so many things that I'm looking forward to. First of all, and I'll throw a few quick shout-outs to people that made a difference to you because people aren't expecting you to give a big rah-rah. But Dr. Wilson, Mrs. Cunningham, Sean John, everybody, thank you very much. Without you, I wouldn't be here today. And what I really wanted to say was, you know, as we go and venture into our different colleges or we get right to work, you know, we should really pursue what makes us happy, what fulfills us, because if we do that, we'll end up working really hard at it if we love it. And if we work really hard at it, we're going to get really good at it, and there's success for you. So, and I wrote a whole book about that. I'm just going to give you cliff notes here, just the whole speech, I don't care. Be like, if you pursue what you love, where you find fulfillment, you naturally work harder at it. And if you naturally are working harder at something, you're going to get better at it, and the rewards will then come from that. So, chase your fulfillment. And remember this, you cannot make everybody happy, no matter how hard you try. That is wasted energy. It is an absolute waste of time and space and energy to try to make everybody happy. So find your people that are priorities, your ideals and your ideas that are priorities. Focus on them. Make sure you're happy with them. And chase your dreams and kiss the wind. I don't know why I say kiss the wind.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, kiss the wind. And thank you, class of 2022. That's 2 minutes. That's pretty dang good two minutes.
Perfect.
And I just kind of freestyled that one.
So she can do exactly that?
Yeah. Cool. She wants to.
She's like listening back and writing.
No, I mean, if you...
No, literally, I'm going to listen back and write.
Make it your own. And that's just me going blah, blah, blah. But it sounds like it's what you actually learn that. You can't make everybody happy. You could do 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, nonstop, trying to make everybody happy, and you couldn't. And what do you get from that? Not a lot, except the understanding that you can't make everybody happy. So go chase what makes you happy, help people be happy, and just know at the end of the day, you're following your fulfillment, and go Hogs. And end with that.
Mm. Go Hogs.
Go Hogs.
And no one will understand it, but it'll be my personal shout out. All right, Anne-Marie?
Yes. Wait, I had one more thing.
Sure.
I don't know if you guys remember, but I emailed about senior quotes to your mailbag.
Do we do it on the air?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes, you did.
Okay, and we do so many of them, so pardon my lack of memory. But go ahead.
I did the Oprah quote, I think, from Amy. I can't remember exactly what it said, but I picked a quote you guys told me.
Oh, that's really. But it was the quote, "I'm Oprah."
No.
That's awesome, though. No, it was something about doing the wrong thing will help you do the right thing, like your path in life. I can't remember exactly.
Doesn't sound like it touched you that much, to be honest with you. Should have gone with mine, whatever that was. Oh, here we go. I'm a senior in high school, graduating next June. The deadline for my senior quote is next week, but I have no idea what to use as a quote. I've loved the show for a few years. I wonder if you give me some ideas. I would love quotes that show members have said or that they like. Thank you. Annie.
Yes.
There you go. It's awesome.
You remember yours?
Mm-mm.
I don't either.
Mike, do you remember mine?
I think Amy gave me the Oprah quote.
Okay,
we heard that already.
Okay, we got it.
Got it.
No, Amy, they're just okay. They're just nagging. Who gives a crap? All right. It's fine. Thank you. Love you too. And your student body president, is that at your school? Is that a position you're voted into by your peers?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, you're already in a leadership position too. So tapping into a lot of what Bobby was saying, and then you helping lead them into the next chapter of life. That's what you've been a leader already, and just know that you're going to go up there and own those 2 minutes and do great.
I did a Counting Crows lyric, so I don't think mine was for her. I think
if I look at the television,
like, yeah, when I look at the one that I used for me. Yeah. When I look at the television, I want to see me staring right back at me.
That wouldn't have worked for her.
That wouldn't have worked. No. Well, Amy's was "I'm Oprah."
That's weird.
That's my name is
Oprah. Eddie's was a Matthew McConaughey one.
What's that?
Green Lights.
Oh, I get older, they stay the same age?
I hope not that one.
I hope not that one, Eddie. Oh, my goodness.
Morgan was a Snow White Disney quote.
It was between the Snow White one and the Oprah one, and I ended up going with Oprah.
Morgan, you remember yours? This is hard because this is a long time ago. Well, anyway, hey, Anne-Marie, that's awesome. Congratulations, and you'll nail that speech. Again, 2 minutes will fly by if you know exactly what you're going to say. I am for you. That is what a speechwriter does. They figure out what the person wants to say, and they help them kind of pinpoint exactly how they want to say what they want to say.
That was cool.
Now, when she gets up there, she has to say the words of Bobby Bones.
She does not.
Because she needs to write her own.
No. Not at all.
The words of Dr. Bobby Bones.
No mention of me whatsoever, please. However, if you do do anything in this way and somebody records it, please send it to us.
Okay.
All right?
All right. I love you all. Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck. We're proud of you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Do you want a chance for $100?
Of course.
No, Anne-Marie.
Oh.
Nah, she's gone.
She gone.
I'm not gone.
Dang it.
As the graduation gift to you, Anne-Marie, do you have a Venmo?
I do.
Okay. I'm going to give you 5 numbers in one spin. Okay. So you get to pick 5 numbers. If it's any of these numbers, I will send you $100.
Awesome.
Okay. This is a graduation gift. You may get nothing. Okay. Mike, do you want to watch this? I'm not taking her money, but just so she doesn't think we're messing with her. Anne-Marie, I have a ball with 100 sides on it, and you can pick 5 numbers. Give me the first number.
88.
88. Go ahead. Okay, so would you like to do 5 numbers, 1 spin, or 88 5 times?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Wow.
It's all the same.
What's the better odd?
They're exactly the same. Okay. It's either 5 times of 1 in 100 or 1 time of 5 in 100.
Okay, so 88.
Okay.
44.
Okay.
23.
Okay.
94.
Yep.
And
36. 94, 36. All right. Here's the ball. The 100-sided ball is going. Are you zoomed in?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I've never done this before. This is cool.
The number is.
Oh, I see it.
My hand's over it still.
Oh, I see the ball.
Hold on. You said 88?
Yeah.
The number is Eight.
God, it's crazy. Oh. One
Can
more
you
eight.
See eight?
It's yeah, we saw number.
One more round for her. She gets an extra gift. Extra gift. $100 on the line. Here we go.
Same numbers?
Same numbers.
All right, I'm gonna look.
Do you want to change any of your numbers, Anne Marie?
No.
Okay.
21.
Eddie, can you see it on camera?
I can.
What do you think it is, Eddie?
I believe it's a 69.
It's a 69. Yeah. Should have gone with that one. That's like the show's favorite number. All right, Anne Marie. Didn't work out for you, but thank you. Good luck, and let us know how it goes, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, bye, Anne Marie.
Bye.
Okay, quick spin.
Oh, gosh.
Everybody gets one number for $40.
Hold on now.
We'll just do $50 straight up.
Oh, there it is. Still there.
All right. Same time, or do you want to go individually?
Individually. Just go real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Amy. Go.
18.
95.
Oh, move your arm. Move your arm, Bones. Move your arm. The watch arm.
Why?
Because it's in the way of the shot.
Oh, it's that
camera. Yeah, yeah. There we go, right there.
Mike. Stop looking at the camera before you.
Oh, Mike, you can't do that.
You have to say it before I pull my hand. Okay, lunchbox.
47.
68.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you see it? See it?
Yeah, yeah, I can see it.
Is there somewhere else I can roll it that would be better for the camera?
No, it's good right there. It's perfect.
Okay.
21, 21. I see 12. What is that, 57?
Mm-hmm, 57.
Oh, you got to put it back in that spot.
44.
Oh! Oh! Wow. Whoa! Wow.
Wow.
Is he on it? Come on.
You just won $50.
That's
nice show.
That's
hold on. Don't do your phone. Hold on. Let's
That's
get out of there.
Crazy.
I'm going to Venmo Morgan $50 right
what?
Now.
I know,
Woo-hoo!
But I don't get your info.
A lot of people have been winning.
That's a good
Man,
Thursday.
Morgan, you should have got that 100.
Morgan, like I couldn't believe
hey,
it.
Hey, it's still $50.
Graduation girl.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that. That was awesome.
Woo!
Hey, why don't you rip my shirt off, dude?
Dude, I got excited
Can
for
you
her.
Get that clip, Eddie?
Maybe.
For winning. Morgan, I just sent you $50. Nice job.
Thank you. Eddie just yanked off my shirt.
I'm so excited for you. Sorry.
Ray?
Let's go 44.
I got to move.
Same number?
Again.
Yeah.
Dang it.
91. Was it? Scuba.
Hold on, Bones.
23.
Hold on, hold on. Wait. Yeah.
23?
Yeah. 55.
That's it. Good. You guys can see it. That's good.
You can see
Abby.
That, Ray?
24.
24 is our number. 60.
Oh.
All right. Thank you, guys. Congrats, Morgan.
Woo!
That was cool.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Bobby.
You're welcome. We will see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.